Engineers try to restore beaches so they're friendly to people and turtles at the same time. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. People who own or manage oceanfront property don't like to see their beaches disappear from erosion. They often restore beaches by filling them in with sand from other places. But that can have unintended effects for sea turtles that also use the beach. Eric Martin is a biologist with Ecological Associates in Jensen Beach, Florida. Martin has studied sea turtle nesting habitats on Florida beaches for more than 20 years. He says restoration projects are a mixed bag for turtles.
In some areas, the beach has eroded to a point where there is effectively no nesting habitat. So if you put sand on that beach, then you certainly have improved the conditions for nesting. But in other areas, it may be that depending on how the construction is done, it may actually have a negative effect.
Martin says sea turtles are sensitive to the new sand. Adult turtles might avoid a beach if its profile is too flat or too steep. If the sand is too tightly compacted, the adults might have trouble digging nests, and if the sand is too dry or if the particles are too fine, the eggs might not hatch. Martin has teamed up with an engineering firm to determine the optimal profile of beaches that will work for people and turtles.
What we're trying to aim for with this project is to provide beaches that can be used for recreation and that can be used as protection for upland areas, but at the same time minimizing any detrimental effect those projects might have on sea turtle nesting and any other environmental type problems.
Martin says biologists and engineers will complete the new design early next year. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.